Redbone Show this morning, we have the superintendent of the Thayer Schools, Ms. Tanya Woods. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So this morning, the announcement comes down via the social media that schools in Oregon, Howell, Douglas, and Ozark County are going to be extending their closure. And talk about that for us, if you will.
I sure will. Yes, we've been meeting Monday morning via Zoom video. So, and then I've also been meeting on Mondays with our SCA conference superintendents. And, you know, when President Trump came out this last week extending everything till the 30th, you know, we didn't really have a choice. And, you know, we've not been hit real hard, you know, thank the good Lord, in our area yet. So, you know, it's still coming, but, you know, precautions are necessary, as much as I hate it, because let me tell you what, it'd be a lot easier just to be in school.
Well, I know it would, and you know, we feel bad for the kids, and you know, we're seeing stuff from the teachers that they're missing the kids, and it really is a really tough situation for everyone involved, including the parents and the guardians.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people still are having to go to work, and that's what, you know, like my own kids are at my folks' house because, you know, we're still having to get up and go to work. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having to take, you know, different measures to take care of those kids at home. And it's, you know, the teachers, they don't like staying home either. Everybody's like, oh, they got a vacation. No, it's not a vacation, I promise you, because they're still having to do the work at home. A lot of them, most of my teachers have kids still at home. Mm-hmm. It's just a situation that no one ever could have predicted, is all I could say.
Yeah,
in a million years.
Yeah, not in a worst-case scenario, we never could have predicted this kind of thing.
No.
All right, so no. Schools throughout, again, those four counties I mentioned, Oregon, Howell, Douglas, and Ozark, they are out until April 24th, which is a Friday, so I guess there will be a reevaluation at that time again?
Yes, Mike. The Education Commissioner, Margie Van Deven, in the state of Missouri, has asked that schools not postpone for the year. You know, and I think there's still hope. I mean, I still have hope that we might be able to come back some. No one can predict how fast this virus is going to spread. And I was thinking this morning, you know, a lot of people in our area already practice social distancing. So this wasn't a far stretch for some of them. I know, like my father, you know, he's practiced social distancing before it became popular. So, you know, so hopefully, you know, the people in our area abide by what's being asked of them. And maybe we'll get a break on some of the, you know, cases for the virus.
All right, so going, I mean, and this includes, Tanya, all extracurricular activities. I mean, they're just, nothing is going to happen.
No, nothing can happen. Mission kind of got a little bit of a bye on this because after they had canceled the championship games in basketball, mm-hmm. they put out a thing on the baseball and softball saying that as long as you're not in school, you can't practice, you can't have games. So they really haven't canceled season, but they got a bye because we're being told we have to be out of school. So they kind of got a bye on that whole mess, I think.
Yeah, they did. And I hate it for those senior athletes and just seniors in general. They're the ones that are really feeling the pinch here.
You know, Mike, I hate it for my seniors because it's just, you know, they, no closure. And that's what I had put out to my staff yesterday, and then I'm going to make a call out to parents tonight, but we will still have a prom. We're still going to have our senior awards. We're still going to have graduation. Those kids need closure. Those parents need closure. I mean, they've just gone through 13 years of schooling, and they have got to have some closure to their senior year. So even if that's in June or July, we will have those activities.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's good to hear because there's been a lot of speculation and about those kind of things. All right, so all right, let's talk about the food service because I think, and my mom taught me when I was very young, there's a silver lining in every cloud. Doesn't matter how dark the cloud is, it has a silver lining. And I think the silver lining to all this, as far as the schools are concerned, is the way people have come together to make sure the kids are still getting the nutritious meals that they need to get them through the day. And these things are going to continue. Do I understand that correct?
That is correct. We signed off on another waiver to get permission to do this from the state, and it's ultimately a federal program, but we have received permission, so we will continue our food program. And again, that is calling the school if parents need delivery on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So they need to call the school on Thursday from 8 until 10. Call the school on Thursday at either building, elementary or high school. Let them know that you need your meals delivered to your house. Give your address and how many kids, 18 and under, you have in that household. And then we will deliver that on Sunday. Otherwise, the pickup for our food distribution is Sundays, and it is from 2 o'clock until 4. So 2 to 4 pickup at the elementary, and you just drive through and we hand it to you.
Very good. And that's such a, and I understand that there are a lot of meals that are going out.
Yeah, last week we did 300 students, which that equals out to 3,000 meals, because for every student, there's 5 breakfasts and 5 lunches. So 10 wow. meals per student. So it's enough for a week.
Wow, that's just fantastic. And then the Boys and Girls Club come back and they're doing evening meals Monday through Friday.
Yes, yes. Debbie Cabralis is helping with that, and I was talking with her yesterday, and she said it is so awesome to be out there. You know, the kids are standing there waiting on them in the evenings, mm-hmm. and it's the same way on Sundays. The kids are hollering at us when they go through the line and stuff, and, you know, they're missing the normalcy of being in a school building. So it's not a normal routine, and kids, And adults, we like structure. We like routine. That's safety to us. And our routine has been disassembled right now. So,
well, you know, we certainly hope and pray that this all passes by, and maybe by, you know, that last week in April or the first week in May, things will get a little more back to normal.
And that's what we can hope. We sure can, and hope that this virus doesn't take over our little community. So, that's the hope.
Absolutely. All right, Tanya, thank you very much for joining us today.